Let's talk DIY. Stan Scott generously offers to help listeners with their DIY problems. He joins me now. Hi there.
Kia ora, Jesse.
How's it all going?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. I was just talking to your producer off the air about, he asked me what I was up to, and I said, I was currently putting up spouting. And he said, how's it going? And I said, terrible. He said, why is that? And I said, well, I decided to put a 3-metre radius on the back end of my shed, like it's just to, rather than having the back of the shed square, I thought I'd make one corner sort of radius, and hence having spouting custom made and then trying to, long story short, we'll get there.
Oh, let's start with a question and theme then from Stu in Wellington, who says he's looking for advice from you on the best way to fix a wonky gutter. One of the brackets is broken and part of the channel has sagged, causing pooling of the water. He says he can't work out how to unclip the gutter from the clips. They just seem to be designed to click into place but then can't be unclipped.
They definitely can. So let's say, take it for example, if it's PVC guttering, which was, to be fair, probably one of the most common sort of gutterings out there. You push at the back of the guttering that is closest to the fascia, you push back there and it comes out of the clip, and you push down at the same time in the bottom of the gutter, and then that helps release it. And you do that on every clip, and then it sits on the front of the gutter brackets, and it sort of just hangs there. And then so once you've got them all unclipped, you swing it out. But if it's, obviously it's existing guttering, so you're going to have to try and either you cut the guttering so in a new place, or you break it on the join, which is kind of pretty hard to do because it's nearly, unless you've got like an expansion joint or something like that where the guttering might just be sitting in it, or if you get it, you can get it, the guttering out where there is no glue, like in your dropper that goes into your downpipe. If you don't have that to get that section out, what I'd usually use is a multi-tool to cut the guttering out nice and neatly, and then take that guttering out as mentioned, and then put another jointer in that area. Where it's sagging, I would say if that guttering clip is broken, just replace it with a standard one, and with a one to match. And take a photograph of your spouting before you go into store and buy a new clip and some PVC gutter cement. And a jointer, take a photo of the profile, because if it is PVC, there's a few different profiles, Storm Cloud and Classic, and they have their own, separate gutter brackets specific to that type. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Kia ora, says someone else. I was wondering if you can ask Stan how best to deal with slippery outside decking and stairs. We live in City Fringe, Wellington, on a steep slope, over 100 steps up to the house, and we're constantly battling with resolving our slippery stairs and deck. We've tried power washing the deck, we've laid down rubber matting on the landings, but every time it rains, it just gets worse.
Oh, dearie me. Look, for the stairs, there is a number of different options that you can put on the front nose of the steps. So you'll probably see more in public sort of spaces. There are quite nicer ones. It's sort of like a 90-degree edge, an aluminium edge with an abrasive strip on the top. So it becomes, quite grippy for you to stand on. That screws down. And that'll sort of take care of your stairs. As far as the slippery deck goes, I wouldn't recommend power washing it. I recommend just scrubbing it clean with deck and timber prep, and that will get rid of most of it. Short of putting, I wouldn't dare say put chicken mesh down like that you see in public spaces around dock areas and stuff like that on a deck. That's all I can recommend, giving it a really good clean.
Cool. Kate would like to get her fence capping replaced. She says it's been rotted by a cleared ivy infestation. She's keen on getting a reasonable quote for a simple job. I don't think she's asking you to quote, but have you got any suggestions?
Do it yourself, mate.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah.
Not too hard to put caps on a fence?
No, it's pretty easy. Just buy the capping, pull the old one off, and put the new one back on, and pre-drill the holes when you put it on. Ideally, you want to miter the joins, but I know it's probably quite hard for them to find tradesman, or you probably get like the old hire a hubby or something like that would do a very simple job like that.
Okay. Pilar's in an ex-state house built 50s, early 60s. It was renovated a couple of years ago. He says the inside doors have been closing well up until recently, and now the handle locking mechanism works, but you have to firmly push the door to get it closed.
Right.
It's quite important to him because they're trying to keep their pets out of their bedrooms. Any ideas on how to deal with this?
If it's been working up well until now, where it's maybe starting to get a bit more moisture, in older houses, the timber soaks up a bit of moisture, hence doors always seem to stick. But what I would do first is have a look at the door mechanism that is actually on the door jamb. Depending on what sort of striker we sort of call that bit that is on the door jamb, some of them have... there's a flat plate that is flat on the jamb, and then there'll be the hole that is drilled out for the end piece of the door goes into, clicks it in. Sometimes there's a little 90-degree bit that goes back inside that jamb, and you can just slightly bend that out, and that creates or push it back a little bit. Mm. But failing that, what I would say is take that striker off, and you may need to just move it back or in or out, whatever suits. It'll probably only be like 2 millimetres. Or what even could be easier is just getting a flat file and filing the inside edge so it shuts a little bit easier.
Great. How are we doing for time? Maybe one more. Neville says we have various puppy damaged areas in our house, just part of the deal for a dog lover and getting a new puppy. But could you advise a good way to repair deep scratching to interior wallboards? And he's also asking about chewing damage to an internal door frame.
Ooh, okay.
You can choose one of those if you like.
The wallboard's pretty easy. If it's 1 millimetre deep, you just buy some premix stopping compound and wallboard compound with a spatula. Give the area a really quick sand with like a sponge sandpaper, and then put a coat of the stopping compound over, and then just use a damp cloth to lightly wipe that off, and you're good to paint over it. If it's any deeper than about 2 millimetres, do exactly the same thing, but allow the stopping compound 48 hours to dry before going painting or sanding over it. And for the door jamb, I would probably, depends how bad it is, it can be a real nightmare trying to get that door jamb off and replacing it. Mm. If it's not too bad, maybe try and use some 2-pot builder's bog and just gently build up the layers until you get it good and sand it back with an orbital sander.
Good man.
Thank you,
Stan.
Well, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. My regards to the family.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks, buddy.